Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thanks for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter is our fabulous producer. Mr. Matt Catrillo is over in the newsroom. Either that or he's microwaving his breakfast sandwich, one or the other, but he's busy these days. There's no argument there. 7:14 in the morning, and we have some great guests to talk about an important program. We're going to talk about the Donald Heater Community Center, although we're not going to talk about chocolate today. How did the Chocolate Festival go?
It went very well, thank you.
Did you get a lot of folks, okay? And you
hit your
fundraising goals? Move just a little
pull
that mic closer to you, if you would. You hit your fundraising goal?
Yes, we did.
All right, fabulous. That's great. All right, well, we have two people to talk to us about all of the important topics, and Grace Mann's not here. She's usually our chocolate advocate.
Yes.
We do have some good guests.
Grace runs the Lewisburg community.
Oh, the whole community.
Yes.
All right, well, I believe that, plus the family.
Yes.
Probably has something to do with the frame shop, too. So,
yeah.
All right, Penn Garvin is here. That's the first voice you heard. She is chair of the board of the Donald Heater Community Center. Thank you so much for coming. In.
My pleasure to be here.
Oh, I really do appreciate it. I just think there's so much to learn, and you are so interested in making sure that the kids that go to the Donald Heater Community Center get raised up, taught to lead, helped, pushed along, and become, you know, natural-born pushers and helpers and leaders themselves. And Mike Glazer's here. I've talked to him from time to time over the years, but his first time back on the radio. He used to be on our sister station, WMLP, from time to time. Now he comes back as a retired congressional aide and a volunteer with the Donald Heater Community Center.
That's right. I actually had to get up early this morning. You know, we retired people. Yeah, this is tough. I had to get up and
you're
not
like
go to the gym.
Maybe an 8-ish riser on another day, something in that range?
On days I don't go to the gym, I get up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you're a big Miller Center advocate. I know that to be true, so good for you. All right, well, let's get into the Donald Heater Community Center. Great. Penn, if you don't mind, just to reiterate what the Heater Center is precisely and its mission.
Well, we've been around for over 25 years now, and we started with the idea that a community center should respond to the needs of the community and help the community fill those needs, help people do the kinds of things that are needed. In the beginning of the time that we were there, the biggest need was recreation for youth. It's hard to realize now when we have the Miller Center and BVRA and lots of different programs and the Children's Museum, etc., that at the time that we started, the center was one of the main places and only places that youth had a chance to come and recreate. We had band nights. At the time, skateboarding was a big thing. You did not have the skateboard park. They were not allowed to skateboard anywhere in town. And so we had a big skateboard skateboard pipe in the gym, etc. So we started really responding to the fact that we wanted, very frankly, we wanted youth off the streets and into the center. The Donald Heater Community Center was named after Donald Heater, and he was chief of police at a time, and he was one of the ones who started it because he took a gun away from an 8-year-old at one point, and this was way back in 1993, what ancient history now. But he took a gun away from an 8-year-old, and he came in to the group of people who had been talking about having a community center, and he said, "I just did this, and I don't want to ever have to do that again. Do something. Get a center started." And it's always been started with the idea it's for youth, but it's intergenerational. It's for all ages. And we've really maintained that idea at the center. Over time, needs have changed. And right now, we are doing a leadership program, which comes out of the work that we've done for many years at the center. We've been able to provide opportunities for youth to do kinds of activities, have a before school program, an after school program, a 12-week summer camp program. But all the time during this, really what we're doing besides giving them a fun time and lots of activities, we are really talking about and teaching them how to interact with each other, how to not bully, how to react if you are bullied, how to deal with diversity, how to deal with being able to be proactive in the world. That's a lot of what we've done. So the leadership program grows very naturally out of the work that we've been doing.
Mike, you want to make sure that the Donald Heater Community Center addresses sort of subtle unmet needs in our community?
Well, I've known Penn since the beginning of the Heater Center. I used to write for a newspaper in the area, and I remember when the center opened. And over the last year or so, Penn and I have discussed what we're doing here. And part of it is educating kids. Just, I guess it's civics. How our society works, government, social systems. And I, after 18 years of working for the United States Congress, working for two different congressmen, learned that society, that the people who live in our society, the people we shop with and go to school with and work with, many people don't understand how our government works. They'll be very quick to give their opinions on how things should be done, but they don't understand the mechanism. After 18 years working for Congress, I would get calls from very educated people on certain topics, and they wouldn't have the faintest idea of what they were talking about. Just real quick, one of my favorite stories, because it had been repeated over the years, is sitting in a United States congressman's office, federal government, and get a call from a constituent who's calling up. They have a pothole in front of on their street, and they want the congressman to fix it. And I said, are you on a township road or are you on a state road? I don't know. Well, if it's Township Road, you got to call your supervisors. If not, you have to call PennDOT, and I'll give you the numbers. Well, don't you outrank them? And I've heard this a few times, maybe not exactly these words, but this is what goes on. And I realize that these are people my age I don't know if anybody's that old, but I realize that we're lacking something in schools. We're not being taught how our government works. Yet we're very quick to criticize our government. So that's part of this component that
yes.
The Heater Center is trying to do with middle school kids. To give them a background, not a background, a foundation on how our lives are supposed to work. And Penn asked me to come in and take part in this, and I said, oh, yeah, I want to do that.
All right, so you volunteered to do this. Describe a little bit more about the leadership program offered to middle school students.
Yes, this leadership program is specifically for middle school students, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. It is really geared around the idea of helping them first. There are three components, but very first is learning themselves what their leadership skills are or what they are not and how they might develop them. So part of it is the first part is really being able to get to know yourself better and how you interact in the world. Are you proactive or are you negative in how you approach things? I can't do this or I can do this. How do you interact with people? Are you a good listener? Those kinds of skills. Secondly, we really are looking at specific skills that are needed to be active in the community. How do you facilitate a meeting? How do you participate well in a meeting? How do you plan a project? How do you do some public speaking? How do you do phone calling? Those kinds of things. And in this program, these 10 weeks, they will have an opportunity to introduce people, to talk with their peers and get feedback on how they are doing things and learn these skills. Then we come to the part that is what Mike has been talking about, and that is really learning what goes into building a community. What is a community, and how can a community be resilient, which is something that's going on nowadays. Communities have to really be resilient with some of the things, economic problems that are happening, flooding problems that are happening, all the different kinds of things that go on. So what helps to make a community a community and a resilient community? And then how does government work? Who's on the school board? What does the school board do? What does a borough council person do as opposed to somebody who's elected to state, as opposed to somebody who's elected to the federal government? So we have a lot to cover in 10 weeks. It's a lot to do. We bring outside presenters in for some of those presentations, but some of it we just do with the students and let them develop and explore on their own. We are very much interested, we're very interested and have a lot of activities that will allow them to explore themselves and explore their own ideas. As Mike said, this is about civics. I think, unfortunately, a lot of what young people see today is all this stuff in government is politics and people fighting, and I don't want to have a part of that. We are trying to work against that idea that really government is about, it's about who you are and how you participate. And so we're trying to help students, young people, learn how to participate more in a way that's very constructive and not just complaining about what's happening or angry.
It's got to be life-changing for these students to be empowered in this way.
I think the schools are doing a lot. There's a program called Second Step that the schools are doing that's been very good in starting to look at some of these issues of how you act and how you interact with people. And we're very interested in helping to supplement that and to strengthen that kind of programming, and hope that this is part of that kind of programming.
And just to piggyback on this, and Penn gets into the nitty-gritty. Of course, I'm riding on her back on this one with whatever, quote-unquote, my expertise are. And I've noticed that over the years dealing with younger people, because I had a chance to speak to a lot of high school groups as a representative of a representative, I realize that there is a lack of, and maybe it's because of our connectivity, our electronics, our screens, is that people don't even know how to look at you in the eye or shake your hand. There is a disconnect with personal communication. That's part of what I became interested in when Penn approached me, that this is what I wanted to see, to just something as simple as how you shake somebody's hand and look them in the eye. I dealt with a lot of veterans, Vietnam, World War II veterans, different kind of people. They came in, they shake your hand, you feel them shake your hand, they look you in the eye and they tell you what they want. You get a lot of younger people coming in for whatever reason. People in their 20s, it's a different approach. I don't know whether society is changing and something we can't do anything about. The only thing we can do is, as older people, is to teach them how we did things. Let them pick up on the best of that. But show them what we did to see if they can reason what is the best of that and what isn't important.
All right, maybe just in lay terms, for some people it might be assertiveness training. Others it might be just the opposite, to be a better listener and to just sort of take in your environment and respond appropriately. All right, we're going to explore this farther. We have another 10-minute segment with our good guests here. Penn Garvin is here, chair of the board of the Donald Heater Community Center and the founding director of the Heater Center.
I was the first paid director.
Paid director, wow.
I've been involved with the center for many, many years.
Fantastic. Oh, and Mike Glazer is here. He's a volunteer, lives in the Lewisburg area, and is helping the leadership program that's helping to raise up some of the middle schoolers around here to make sure they get some leadership training, and the topic of resilience gets brought up in their life, and so they get to learn how to maybe master that as well.
On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here hosting. Mr. Rob Sanders, a fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom. Two guests in the studio. Penn Garvin is here. She's chair of the board of the Donald Heater Community Center and gets the great asterisk in that she is the founding director of the Donald Heater, the first paid director. And back in the day, what year was that?
1995.
95. All right. Fantastic. And the Donald Heater Center's been going strong ever since. You helped lay a great foundation and start a fabulous legacy.
Thank you.
And Mike Glazer is here. You'll know him as a U.S. congressional aide. He's a journalist and used to work on our sister station WMOP occasionally, and now he comes to us as a volunteer, member of the community, helping out with the leadership training that's taking place for middle school students in Lewisburg, and the Donald Heater Community Center thinks that's an important program and is helping, so thank you.
I'm very impressed with me after you described all that.
I know, you got a heck of a resume. Yeah. If you don't know you, boy, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, yeah. I, I just couldn't keep a job.
That's it, yeah. Over 60 years. He changed jobs several times, hard to believe. All right.
And my underwear once in a while.
All right, well, you are helping to teach leadership. What are you helping to teach in this leadership?
Well, Penn has told me that I will, as we mentioned, civics, government, how the government works. It just has bugged me over the years that so few people realize. You know, and I think you realize that Pennsylvania is probably the most fractionalized state as far as government goes. We have so many levels of government in this state. I'm originally from New York. And in New York, just take it, let's say school boards, the school system. Each county has a school district. So you have one school district for each county. Here, as you know, we all know, you can have, and I think Union County has four school districts, five. It just seems to me that it's imperative and very difficult also for an individual to understand all the levels of government. This program, that it's the LEAD program, that the Heater Center is putting together, will help our kids learn that at the very beginning. You know, as they grow up, they will realize that different segments of government do different things. Another thing about the this program, and we were talking off air about this, is that one of the segments is teaching middle school students about their personal economy, about being thrifty, about how to save money, which I wish I had learned when I was a kid. I mean, my parents kind of told me, but it was my parents telling me. I didn't think it was that important.
Well, a lot of parents, or a lot of kids might have seen their parents borrow a lot of money, have a lot of mortgage and a lot of car loans and so on. And that is a way to live. There's no argument there, but there are other ways too.
Yes.
What else is taught in leadership with middle school students? And it takes place at the Union County Government Center. What else are you teaching?
Yes. Well, I wanted to say one of the reasons that I was so happy that Mike was willing to come aboard and do this program with me is that I think it's important for young people to actually meet people who have been in government or are in government or doing different kinds of things in the community. Meet somebody from the school board. Meet somebody who has worked with a representative to government. Because I think the idea is that somebody out there is running things, and I don't know how you do that. And I think that's an important piece of this, is for people to really meet active people who have made decisions to work in government, and why did they do that? So that's one of the reasons I wanted, not only from his expertise and his knowledge, but also he's a real person who did different kinds of things and ended up working with a representative. One of the things that we are looking at is that the community center has always had a commitment from its very beginning, a commitment that all of our programs are available to everybody, adults and children and youth, regardless of their ability to pay. We are aware of the fact that some programs, for instance, this program does cost $200 to take part in this 10 weeks. That's what we're charging. However, it does not mean that anybody who is interested, and that's not something that they can do or their parents can do, that doesn't mean that they can't take part. We are always open to everybody, first come, first serve, and then we evaluate what kind of pay they can make for the program. That means that often we have people who are not able to pay, and so we do a lot of our work at the community center is raising money for scholarships, partial or full scholarships. But that also means that all of our programs have children or adults who come from all different walks of life. And to us as a democracy, we really feel that that's important. And some of that is being lost in our society. If you can pay for it, you can go to someplace. You can take part in a program. If you can't, that's too bad. We have maybe a couple of scholarships available. But that's not our belief at the center. We really believe that our society is strengthened by having everybody have access. So that is one of the things that also comes up, very frankly, during the work that we do. For instance, we do an exercise where we actually build a community. What all goes into a community? And so we'll get things like, well, what do you do with the waste? We'll ask them, what are you going to do with your garbage? Well, we'll ship it out somewhere.
We'll send it out. We'll give it to them.
So then we discuss that. Or we had a whole discussion last time when we did the program of building houses, of how many houses, are they all the same size? Are they different sizes? Do you put the big ones in one place and the small ones in another place? Is a big one mean that you have more children in the family, or does that mean that people have more money for? All these discussions that are important discussions to have that we generally don't have that often on the level of citizens thinking about it. We have these discussions when it comes up about laws. Sometimes we have these discussions, but not always even then. But we don't really discuss it. What makes a good community? What makes your community be strong and healthy and good and all the elements that go into it?
Let me just say something here from my conservative back of my reptilian part of my brain. Penn and I have known each other forever, and Penn and I on the political level are on different sides, if there is such a thing as different sides. I don't think, I probably have used the wrong term there, but what Penn is describing, and me as a conservative listening to it on the radio, I might think, this is like a really mushy type feel-good.
She's teaching snowflakeism.
Yeah, it isn't. It isn't. And the reason I'm on board is that it is very important for our youth to realize, as Penn said, how society is put together, how... if you've noticed, there are more than one person living on Earth, and how when you get two people living on Earth, there's going to be conflict. What this program does is teach the kids how things work so that they can work a little more in harmony with each other, because I think we as adults maybe screwed up somewhere a little bit.
What do you want to have happen in the Lewisburg area?
What we would like to see is we would like to see young people in middle school have access to this information. We would like this program to grow. I'm going to be very honest. We would love to have it become part of the middle school itself at some point. We are, the Donalhita Community Center always likes to pilot programs and eventually get them embedded somewhere other than the community center. That's way down the road. I'm not saying that's going to happen right away. But we are interested in having this idea of leadership for this age, young people, be part of how we look at children becoming resilient in our society. We have a leadership program for adults, Susquehanna Leadership Program. We have they've also worked on getting high school students. We're really starting at a much younger age. Somebody said to me, how come you're not doing this in grade school? But we would like parents to listen to this program, to decide this is something I would like my child to be involved with. Call the Donalhita Community Center, 524-5000 in Lewisburg, or get online at our website, donalheater.org, and find out how to sign up. It's very easy to do. If there's a question of payment, that can talk with the staff, that can be worked out. We would love to have a large number of parents sign their children up, or if you know about other people, to do that.
Thank you so much for offering this and for doing this, for all you're doing, Penn. You're doing all of this free of charge out of a labor of love, you too, Mike, so we appreciate that. Penn Garvin is a chair of the board of the Donald Heater Community Center. Mike Glazer is a volunteer at the Heater Center, and donaldheater.org.